Good morning. It's time for our K-State Research and Extension Report. Joining us today is 4-H Youth Program Manager for Franklin County, Josie Medlin. Good morning, Josie.
Good morning.
Haven't seen you in a few weeks, so nice to have you in.
Yes, I was like, I got this. I need, it's my time.
It's time to do the thing, and it's a bunch of things, too. This is kind of a watch this space moment. Yes. What's coming up?
Well, obviously, school is out, so summer is full force.
Woohoo!
And sometimes it's not only our busiest season, but it's our funnest season, and we're offering a lot of very cool things. So briefly, Jess has talked about a few weeks ago some day camps and day of funs that we are doing here in the district. And so I'm just going to hit on my day of fun on June 17th. In the morning, I am going to be doing a food arrangement, also known as fruit bouquet class. So I'm really excited about this.
That sounds cool.
Yeah. So in the beginning of the day, we're just going to be discussing like how to properly keep your food safe, as everyone knows that that is a very big thing, especially in the summer, going camping and to parties. It's really important to make sure that you're serving safe food to your guests. And so that's something that we're going to be talking about in the morning first thing, so that also the kids can kind of understand like what it takes to get to a certain point and how to properly prepare their food for everyone. And then the fun begins and we just figure out how we are going to make our fruit bouquets and have fun. I've done a lot of research and myself is so excited. Like, it's just so cool looking at these things and thinking already about how these kids are just going to blossom and have full range of whatever they want. It's their bouquet, so they get to do what they want. It is for ages 7 to 18 and is $10 per youth. So just make sure you go onto our website and you pre-enroll. That way we just have enough supplies for all of our kids. There's still about 10 spots open, so plenty of room for everyone to go and sign up. The other thing is that afternoon, then we are going to be having the Frontier District's 4-H Favorite Foods Contest. So this is where kids will come and they will make a table that has whatever food they decide to make, and they can pick a theme and they have to preset a table and have like a whole plan with it. It's a really fun time to see the kids totally come out of their shell and make their own table settings and fancy plates with tablecloths and centerpieces, and then pick some of their favorite foods to serve for the meal or the table setting. So that is on June 17th in the afternoon. Sign up is due June 10th, so that's coming up here pretty quick. Just make sure that if you're interested, get with us and we can help answer any questions you might have. That is for ages 7 and older current members enrolled in the Foods Project, and it's available to everyone here in the Frontier District. Then we will choose the top winner from each county in the intermediate and the senior class to go participate at the Area Favorite Foods Show in Emporia on June 25th. So it's kind of the next stepping stone of the Favorite Foods Contest. Yeah, if you have any questions, feel free to reach any of the offices in the district and we will help you get signed up. The next thing that I'm going to talk about is the Franklin County 4-H Council has picked their theme for the summer is the red, white, and moo. And we are going to do our food drive connection with Connect Mobile Food Pantry. And we are going to be feeding the herd. The kids are really excited. They put a lot of planning into preparing this food drive. And so be on the lookout for the flyers posted around the community and things that the Connect Food Pantry is needing, such as canned chicken and fish, pasta, rice, cereal, peanut butter, granola bars, soup, and boxed milk. We're also taking money to give back to the food pantry. So if there's any way that you would like to help donate, get with someone in the 4-H Council or just a 4-H member, and they can help guide you on how to properly donate towards the Connect Food Pantry, as we want to make sure that our community is served and the kids are really excited about this community service project that they've put together.
And if you're donating canned goods, either make sure they're pop tops or consider throwing in a few can openers as well, just to make life easier.
Oh, yes. There's a bunch of information on the flyers or even on the Connect Mobile Food Pantry's website with some information of what their criteria is or what they're looking for, as they don't want an abundance of one item and none of the other.
Right. Or anything that requires extra special refrigeration or anything that. So, yeah. But these all sound like great events. Mm-hmm. Anything else coming down the pike? Or are you going to save a few back just to surprise us?
Like, there's tons of information out there. Fair is coming our way, so just make sure that all 4-H members are on the lookout for emails that are coming out your way. Here in the Franklin County, on our website, we have a very long list of dates and due dates and forms and everything. So if you have any questions, just be sure to check the website, as all of the information is on there. And feel free to give us a call or shoot us an email, and we are happy to help answer any questions you might have.
And with all that running around, remember, stay hydrated.
Yes, yes.
Well, thanks for coming in today, Josie. Always a treat to see you, and we look forward to talking to you again.
Yeah.
Coming up tomorrow morning at 6:40, Meredithine Extension District Family and Consumer Sciences Agent Franny Eastwood.